Unit 1, Section 3, Exercise 89. Listen to the people to find out as much information as possible about them. Write it in the table in your workbook.
Hello, I'm Rupert. I'm 14 and I'm a very sociable person. My mum often says that I'm too sociable because she doesn't see me at home very often. I'm usually out, skateboarding or cycling. I enjoy loud music and parties and often arrange them at home. It makes neither my parents nor our neighbours very happy. But what can I do? Life is so boring if you try to be nice to everyone, isn't it?
My name is Alfred. I'm a professor and I teach history to university students. When I'm not busy at the university, I enjoy working in my study on historical documents and ancient manuscripts. You cannot imagine how exciting history is. My grandchildren sometimes come to my study, and I explain to them what I'm working on. I enjoy talking to them about Her Majesty's history, but I tell them to get out immediately if they get too noisy. I can't stand noisy people, even if they are my own grandchildren.
Hi, I'm Ken. I'm leaving school this year and feel a little bit nervous about it. I'm reading for my exams now as I want to continue my education. Archaeology attracts me a lot. It's exciting to learn how people lived thousands of years ago, isn't it? It will be great to have a history machine and see everything with our own eyes.
Hi, everybody. I'm Michael. If you were a bit older, you would remember me. I was one of the most famous rock guitarists at the time your parents were as young as you are now. I remember those teenagers, my enthusiastic fans. I miss them now, but nothing can be done about it. When former stars quit performing, everybody forgets them. Sometimes I take my guitar and my neighbours knock on the wall furiously, reminding me that it's far after midnight already.
Good morning. How are you? It's nice to meet you. I don't speak English well, but I'm learning it. I'm from a little Chinese village. I have lived there for all 28 years of my life. Now, I want to see the world, but it's impossible to travel without English. My problem is that nobody in my village can speak English, and I can't practice it there. My people speak a dialect of Chinese. They know lots of beautiful songs and legends. I can sing them to you. And when I know English better, I'll tell you what they are about.
Hello, I'm John, and I'm 36. I'm British, and I worked as a teacher of English literature for 10 years. Then my family had to move to another town, and unfortunately, I still cannot find a job as a teacher there. I've been out of work for 6 months already, and I miss it badly. Certainly, I read a lot. I've bought a lot of books on literature, and not only on English literature. It's curious to compare different cultures and different languages.